Andy Arsenault finished with 20 points, but she could not coax that one home, and the Norse did not get the tie. And Matt Gregory, I know just the first half was so disappointing. I know for you, we spoke briefly at halftime, and you got yourselves in a hole there.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty tough. You know, playing on the road, playing a second game, and then you know, a game that was just kind of very similar in certain ways. The way we started out, we just got to do a better job of you know having better first halves and taking care of the basketball value in each possession that we have, and just kind of see how we bounce back when the ball's not going in our favor and it's going more their favor. So
yeah, and it looked like we were having a hard time. Just getting into a flow, hey?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely is a game of flows and it's a game of runs, you know? It's how you handle those runs is what makes a better team come out top. So we found some success, obviously, going inside and finishing strong at the basket, especially when the shots aren't falling. We got to get better at, you know, shooting the basketball, having a little bit more confidence. Like you said before, though, you know, Andy started catching up and getting some confidence. Really good for a freshman to step up and be available to do that. But we have a lot of more people that need to step up and have capabilities to do that. We are kind of a young team, but all in all, it's game two, and you know we just got to keep progressing and get back to the drawing board a little bit.
Well, and you know, I thought Tiana busted her butt in there again, didn't she? I mean, she was on the floor more than she was on her feet.
Yeah, she's definitely a workhorse for us. Very, very strong kid. We obviously want to get the ball in her hands at least. She makes some things happen, and she really collapses the defense in different ways. And her strength is really going to be beneficial this season in keeping her healthy. And I'm really, really glad to see that she was able to keep walking and actually run a little bit after her tweak to the ankle in the beginning.
Yeah, it looked like actually we had a couple girls banged up at one point or another in this game, hey?
Yeah, we definitely are kind of lacking in our forward position spot currently, and we're going to have other people kind of step up in different roles and kind of maybe tweak some offenses here and there to I guess, cater to what we have.
So, you know, how do you assess this overall then? Obviously, it's kind of depressing to lose the game. And you also were 13 for 26 at the line. You know, that's 50%. So that's tough, too.
Yep. It's not like we don't shoot them, that's for sure. In practice, it's just that game feel, you know, being able to knock them down and having confidence before you get to the line. Those are big buckets that help your team out. I mean, not only does it stop the clock when we're in a big deficit, it definitely can put some 3 points on the board. So we just got to make sure that we're taking them and we're going the line with confidence, and we just have to knock them down. They're a big part of the game.
But nice job by Andy, hey, to come in and give us a boost when not much else was going right on offense.
No, I mean, I told a lot of the girls about, you know, we want to make sure that we're attacking, you know, we're being strong with it. We knew that they were going to have some pressure with it, and I just tell them all the time, you have to be strong with the basketball, and Andy did a nice job rising to the occasion and finding ways to kind of get inside, whether it was for her finishing at the basket or possibly kick up to outside shooters.
Okay, so we're going to Minnesota next weekend. What are you going to be really focusing on at practice here, Matt, when you get back in the gym?
Well, we're going to focus, obviously, on, you know, tightening up our defense a little bit. Our closeout's got to be a lot quicker, and it's a game of rebounds, you know. As they say sometimes, offense sells tickets, you know, defense wins games, and rebounds win championships. So, I mean...